Did we even come up with a date for the February meeting?
Oh, it's always the first Wednesday of the month.
Okay.
Unless
that should be.
Unless there's extenuating circumstances.
Okay, we'll call to order the January meeting of the Town of Kerry Beach Planning and Zoning Commission. First will be the adoption of the agenda. Any additions? Deletions?
Hold on just a second.
Entertain a motion to adopt the agenda?
I do.
We gotta hold on a second. Time out.
Fine.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Okay. I move we adopt the agenda as is.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. The agenda is adopted. We'll now adopt the minutes of the agenda. If you want to take a little time to look them over.
I'll move to adopt the minutes from November 3rd, planning and zoning meeting.
Is there a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Ayes have it. The minutes have been adopted. Is there any public comment? People signed up to speak? Seeing and hearing none, move on to old business. First thing for old business is land use plan update.
Well, that's usually Joseph.
We do have a new planning and zoning liaison.
Oh, we do.
That's going to be Commissioner John.
Oh.
And he's on.
He had a planned trip, so he's going to.
Yeah, he's on vacation right now. So we'll put that off till next month's meeting. And next item of old business is electric vehicle chargers.
Again, that's mine. It's been kind of a continuing subject. I was hoping to have more of a presentation for tonight, but obviously been laid up for the last week. I guess the big issue, I'm sure, as everybody realizes, that we've seen a lot more electric vehicles on the island now. So it is something that I would like to keep hot, so to speak, and would like to do more of a formal presentation and get some recommendations and some cost figures for our next meeting.
Okay, so we'll schedule a continuation of this in our February meeting.
Yes. There was one other additional old business that doesn't seem to be in here tonight. It was we were going to do a presentation on geospatial mapping that might be useful for P&Z. The graduate student that was going to do it, I actually had scheduled her for this meeting, but she just got a job in Raleigh, so, that's canceled, but it didn't appear on the agenda anyway, but I'd still like to have that for a future agenda item as a discussion of geospatial mapping.
All right, we'll wait for, you're going to be doing research on bringing somebody else in?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and approach UNCW again and have either professor or grad student come over and do a quick presentation about how it might help planning and zoning or land use or some of those type of things. But let me reach out. The school hasn't started yet. We're in the midst of another COVID crisis. So if we could just put it on the agenda for next February, and I'll try to get somebody, but it may not happen until March.
Okay.
What about we add it to the agenda, like you notify Beth, if you actually line somebody up and at that time she can put it on the agenda. Just get to her before she puts the agenda together before next month.
Yeah, that's fine. I have no problem with that.
Okay, great. Moving on to new business then. We have some verbiage on regulating solicitations for the Cary Beach Code.
I'll take that advice, Chair. I've asked for this to go on the agenda, Chief's here. Last couple of years, the Chief has come to me with some, complaints that his department has received regarding solicitations and solicitors. This last one was a couple of weeks ago, and I did some preliminary research to address the concern that came up at that time. My preliminary research, and Chief has been gracious enough to come here. I asked him to come here so he could relay to the commission the kind of complaints he's been receiving. Again, there's been at least three of them over the past several years. Now, on this occasion, I had the opportunity to look more closely at the code provisions regarding solicitation, and more to the point, to the complexities, the legal complexities associated with local government regulation of solicitation. That's a big mouthful. What I noticed are several things. One, you have a copy of the current code provisions in your packet. It's up on the screen. But basically, our solicitation regulations limit the regulations to public spaces, not door-to-door or private property, but public spaces. Requires a permit, requires the payment of a permit fee, albeit only $1, and gives the town discretionary authority to fingerprint the applicant. For the applicant for the permit. Third point is, when you look at the law surrounding the regulation of solicitation, it becomes obvious right away that it's chock full of First Amendment issues. And although my research up till now has been very preliminary, very sketchy, there's an abundance of federal decisions, some of them coming from the United States Supreme Court, which indicate that we have some First Amendment issues in the current provisions. Even though the permit fee is only $1, that's one of the issues. I suspect fingerprinting is as well. In addition, the current code provisions do not reference or cross-reference, which I think that they should, I don't believe they do. I have to look at it more closely. But there's been some recent enactments by the General Assembly regarding solicitations by charitable associations which require them to register with the Secretary of State. Thankfully, nothing that we need to be involved with, but the code should clearly reference the same so that if a solicitation matter comes up, that would be one of the things that the regulators or the police department can look to. So the bottom line is this: we've got some First Amendment issues. I think the regulation can be drafted better to cross-reference the recent statutory changes. More importantly, I think there's a way to extend the regulation of solicitation beyond public spaces and perhaps have some reasonable content-neutral regulations regarding door-to-door. I don't know that for a fact, but that's my initial feeling that that's possible. So based on what the Chief relays to you, that his experiences with his department have been, it would be my recommendation to this commission to determine if there is consensus for me to move forward and draft some text amendments to our solicitation regulations and bring them to the commission to look at next month, for the commission to review and report on to council. If there's not any questions for me, I'll let the Chief make a few comments about his experience.
I have one quick question. Mm-hmm. I was curious why this was coming before planning and zoning. This isn't something that would be just presented to council, because it's up to council to decide whether or not to change that ordinance, not?
Yeah, that's a good point. Used to another jurisdiction where a planning board always looked at any text amendments, and we've done, and I've not been as strict about that in this case. I don't think there's anything wrong with us weighing in on it. I think council may appreciate it. You make a good point. I don't think that this one has to come to you unless it could be deemed to be a development regulation. And I was thinking about that earlier today. I don't know whether it is or isn't. But bottom line is, you can tell me just to forget about it and I'll take it to council, or if you want to weigh in, I think council would appreciate the feedback.
Well, as long as the chief is here now, I just thought in interest of his time that he's going to be part of this two times where it would only need to be once. But that's, you know, if you really want to move forward, it's fine with me.
I've got a question. Now, in case we have to declare an emergency for weather factor or anything, with the declaration of an emergency, that would eliminate our need really to worry about solicitations and things like that. We are allowed to set our own restrictions for entry and exit of the community. Is that correct?
That's too broad a question for me to answer, but I doubt it. I'm not sure state of emergency.
That's what we've been doing.
Well, the bridge is closed. They can't come over without a special permit.
Yeah. You might be right.
There's been times, though, where the bridge has been open, but the town's still been closed except to registered providers who have a specific address that they're going to, and they're not allowed to be anywhere else in town but at that address.
I've not thought about this topic within the context of a state of emergency. I was just looking at it from a regulatory standpoint.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but don't they have to then check in with the building inspector? So John essentially approves who can come on at that point? As far as contractors, is that correct?
That is correct.
So without
they have to specifically give an address. That's usually the way we do it. So if they can't get give an address,
then he doesn't give them a pass.
Right.
So, so that does kind of restrict that.
And another. Is an HOA allowed to have an HOA rule that is stricter than the town rule?
Yes, I believe so.
Because I think there are some of the HOAs that have door-to-door language in there.
They may very well, and I don't know if that applies to all of them or not. Again, the chief may be able to shed a little light.
Yeah. But I'm like Kathleen, as long as he's here, I'd like to hear what he has to say.
Hello, I'm Mike. This is Detective Bailey. Our biggest problem so far that we've been having is door-to-door sales of solar panels. It's a legitimate operation. However, sometimes the way they go about it does not seem legitimate. You have to meet a certain criteria for how much you make. Some of the older citizens in town start showing them their checkbook and then they start thinking about it. It just doesn't sound legitimate, and I'm trying to protect those people and keep non-legitimate businesses out of town. We've had several instances recently with the solar panels. They are a legitimate company. They work, they contract.
They're a third-party contractor.
So they are legitimate, but our language, I want to make sure we're correct in doing what we're doing and trying to keep them out or let them stay in because there's nothing we can do about it or the current.
Have you received in the past few years, have you had other complaints as well?
We've had door-to-door sales of magazines and stuff like that. You know what?
Vacuum cleaners.
Yeah, we've had others. This is just the most recent, and they pretty much told us that the law has changed. You can't do this, and that's why we're bringing it. We brought it to the attorney's attention, and we want to make sure that we're doing everything correctly to keep the town out of trouble and keep the citizens safe and doing what's right for them.
It's not just us having the problem. Carolina Beach is having the same problem.
Well, it's the same people. I think that the information that they present, it sounds like that they're affiliated with a lot closer to Duke Energy than they are. But basically what they're doing is they're promoting putting solar panels in, we're going to save energy, you're going to have a net neutral, you know, utility bill. But if your utility bill doesn't meet a certain amount to get a pro forma that pays it off in 20 years, then it doesn't really work. Also, that one of the things that if you don't ask all the right questions, like I got solar panels, power goes off, I got power. No, you don't. You don't have a battery bank and you don't have a lot of other things. So I think it's a little misleading. And if we don't really, if the customers don't understand that, then it is a problem.
Well, that's so, the specific. My point, where I went to based on the specific was twofold. One, what you've got now is limited to public spaces, period. And two, I think you've got some First Amendment issues.
But if the police department's having trouble with specific vendors, is that not another issue or another concern?
And it could be anybody coming into town. There's an older population here that are vulnerable to certain people, and we are trying to prevent that.
Well, yeah, you're going to be...
it could be anybody.
You could be on the hook for $40,000, you know, easily. So it's really a bigger concern. It's not like we're selling books or whatever. This is a bigger thing in your commitment over a 20-year period. I know what they do and I know how they approach you, and it's not exactly, you know, the way that it appears to be.
Mm-hmm. Is there anybody here on the board who feels that what we have is sufficient and we should not look into it any further?
No, I'm all for.
I'm for one.
Improving the code and supporting the chief. I just feel like this issue is out of our realm because we're planning and zoning, and as a citizen, absolutely, I appreciate what you're doing, Mike.
And it does actually. It's part of a construction. You do have to get a permit, right, John? Okay, so you know, it does follow under certain guidelines of construction and aesthetics and everything under planning and zoning.
Right, but that's only for the specific case of the solar panels. We're talking in general, solicitation.
Yes, I'll take the position that solicitation regulations are development regulations. If they're development regulations, they come to you all for review and comment. I base that on the definition in 160D of a development regulation. I'm not going to read the whole thing, I'll read the end of it. Or any local provision that regulates land use. I think somebody going door to door, it affects the use of that property. So I'm arguing that this is a development regulation, therefore appropriate for you all.
I agree.
But then in order to support the attorney, I'll entertain a motion that we should, along with him, go forward with him presenting language changes to us, and then we'll in fact vote on them and send them on to council.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Then
thank you.
You're the one doing the work. That's all that we have on the agenda. Mr. Galbraith, anything you'd like to say?
No, I think it's a pretty succinct meeting we have.
All right, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Meeting adjourned.